You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
This is grandmother for the weekend, and when it's time to go to Mass on Sunday, they came to a church a little boy had never been to before, and so he was very curious about all that he saw. And so as they entered the main entrance of the church, he noticed a large plaque with lots of names listed. And he said, "Grandma, what are all those names?" She said, "Honey, that's all the men and women from our church who lost their lives in the service." The little boy's eyes got big and said, "Which service, the 9 or the 11? As someone told me after the last Mass, the only death in this church is people die of boredom during my homilies. On this Memorial Day weekend, when we remember all those men and women who lost their lives while serving our country, the military, the church celebrates the Feast of the Ascension. Today's Feast of the Ascension and next Sunday's Feast of Pentecost go hand in hand. One does not make any sense without the other. In fact, there was a time in the early church when these two feasts of the Ascension and the Pentecost were celebrated as one feast. Our Lord leaves earth and returns to heaven, not to abandon us, but rather to empower us to continue the work that he has begun. As we heard in the account of the Ascension in today's Gospel, the work he has entrusted to us, our mission, is to go forth and make disciples of all the nations. And we are empowered by the gift of Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We often refer to the Feast of Pentecost as the birthday of the church. But again, the birth of the church is also when Jesus commissions his disciples to go forth and assures them that he will be with them always until the end of the age. During this season of graduations, and next week we will honor all of our 2017 graduates at each Mass, we often hear commencement speakers remind the graduates that indeed their graduation is not just an end of a journey, but rather also the beginning of another chapter in their life, a commencement. And so too it is with the ascension of our Lord. It's not the end of the Lord's presence with us, but rather the beginning of a new presence with us. And his presence with us in the Holy Spirit is no less real than his presence with us in bodily form. As our Holy Father, Pope Francis, constantly reminds us, we all have a share in this mission that Christ has given to his disciples. We are all called to proclaim the good news of God's love for us to the ends of the earth. As members of the body of Christ, the church, we have all been empowered by the Holy Spirit at baptism and at confirmation, so that we can be faithful to this mission of making disciples of all people. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, tells us that we are all missionaries. He reminds us that effective evangelization is not about argumentation, but about attraction. People are attracted to Jesus and the gospel, not so much by what we say, but rather by what they see us do. Our very presence here today gives witness that we give priority to our faith and our relationship with God. And that is part of our mission, to come to be nourished and also to be nourishment to each other so that we can go forth and truly be witnesses to what we believe. And so we're all called by baptism and confirmation to proclaim the gospel. And as one great saint is quoted as saying, proclaim the gospel always, and if necessary, even use words. Indeed, people would rather see the gospel than hear about it. And so on this Feast of the Ascension, We are invited to reflect upon how well we are fulfilling this mission that Jesus himself has given to each one of us. Are we living a life that attracts others to believe in Jesus and the gospel? Again, Pope Francis reminds us, no one should think that this invitation is not meant for him or her. It is the call that we have all received. Indeed, it is a great challenge. But again, the good news is we have an advocate, a helper, the Holy Spirit, to always strengthen and guide us so that we will not lose heart. And so as we prepare to celebrate the great feast of Pentecost next Sunday and to wear the bold colors of red, orange, and yellow, may those bold colors that we wear be a reminder to us to be bold in living the gospel today and each and every day, so that through our witness, empowered by the Holy Spirit, people of all nations may come to believe that God is good all the time.